to my life. I can take a wild guess.
You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
Is the lighter side or the dark side?
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do? What did you do?
Yes, it's your Monday, your Thursday night freak show. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. We've been drinking champagne and Fireball whiskey, so you'll have to forgive me if I'm slurring a little bit. It's the Dark Mark Show. Thank you. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. You know, we've been doing this show for about 9 months, and normally we do not have repeat guests. And today we have all repeat guests on our show. People have been on the show before, including a repeat co-host that's making faces at me. Josie Cat is in Thailand, where she's been posting a lot of pictures of her feet and her in a bikini. And so she's wrecking havoc, so she won't be here. So I was like, well, who could replace Cat?
Meow.
Another cat.
Meow.
Cat face. Cat Bilska, who you were on the number two show for 2013. The number two. I did a top 10 of the 2013 Dark Mark shows. And you were number two when Orpheus set you on fire.
Set me on fire, yeah, good times.
Hi. Okay, and we have two other guests that have been on the show. Joe Adams.
That's right.
Who was not in the top 10, but his show was very funny.
Nobody saw that show.
You know, it was pretty close because I actually listened to that show again this week, and we had a psychic on that show, and she called me Dave. So that was good. And then the number nine moment of the Dark Mark show was when our guest tonight, Sin Fisted and Josie Cat, got into a foot off and showed their lovely feet and had to everybody judge them. And you could wiggle your toes. You are a contortionist. You're somebody that actually intimidates Cat Bilska in terms of flexibility. And she's a ballet dancer.
Yes.
We're going to talk to everybody, but welcome to the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark. I wanted to say it's great to be back. I also wanted to let you know that we're here at 8. There's a new comedy block at Skid Row Studios that I want to make people aware of. We're here at 8. We have a crazy free show. You're not going to believe what's going to happen tonight and every night and every week. But we have our free show. If you like us, please stick around. 9 o'clock, Nestorius Public Radio with Nestor Rodriguez. It's a whole different show. It's hip-hop. It's East Coast. It's old school. It's a lot of fun. A lot of air horns, a lot of whistles, a lot of stuff like that. And then at 10... David Berger has I'm Berger, and this guy rages against the machine like you've never seen. The guy looks like a hippie, but he's not. He's all business, and he's very funny and he really rails against the powers that be. So you remember Thursday night used to be comedy night. There's one funny show after another. Here at Skid Row Studios, we have this. Here's our weird fucking freak show. Then we have hip-hop, and then we have some crazy raging against the machine. But since Cat's not here... And we have Cat Bilska, and I'm going to turn this around. But I did want to say also, if you want to sponsor the Dark Mark Show, go to darkmarkshow@gmail.com. We are actively looking for new sponsors. It's a new show, and you won't believe the deals that you'll be getting. And also, I wanted to also say, next Thursday is the, today is the?
9th.
So next Thursday will be the 16th. And I should know this because I will be playing at Flappers in Burbank at 10 p.m. as part of Crazy Cindy's show. If you've never been to a Crazy Cindy show, you can check it out. As they always have great guest comedians. They have some of the best of the best. Last time I did a Crazy Cindy show was at the Comedy Store. Brett Ernst followed me. Brett Ernst is from the Wild West Freak Show, Vince Vaughn's movie.
Yes.
And he said I look like a Batman villain, which is pretty accurate. And then I scared the shit out of Jeffrey Ross, who was hanging out at the Comedy Store. I went up to him and said, hi, I'm a big fan. Looking like this, he jumped 50 feet in the air. But let me turn. So
it was a good show that night too.
Yeah, it was a great show.
I enjoyed it. Yes.
Oh, you were there. That was good. There. And we're going to talk about some more things. But let me, because we haven't done this in a while, and we shouldn't do this without Josie Cat, but she's not here. She's out doing apparently singing with Wyclef or something like that.
Yes.
She posted something. She's like, I'm hanging out with Wyclef John you know of the Fugees. Like, we don't know who the fuck Wyclef Jean is.
Right.
Like, my dad knows who Wyclef Jean is. Yeah, there's another Wyclef Jean. But I've got the camera on our lovely co-host, Kat, and it's time. It's time. You get some Hollywood Report music for us?
Joseph, girl, you look so hot.
Hey, I was grooving. What's up with that?
Anyway, Kat, this Kat, what happened in Hollywood? Tell us about the New Year's Eve hijinks that you were
that I was
involved
part of.
In, yes.
Well, I recently became a part of a group called the LA Sirens. We perform around Los Angeles and other places, and we were invited to a private Bel Air event, house party, G-style.
A private Bel Air event, G-style.
G-style, yo.
And when you say private party now?
Private, very exclusive.
Because
like
I didn't get an invitation.
D-list.
Me neither.
D and E.
When you say D, like Lou Ferrigno D? Or
no,
what
like
are we
Z. Z-list.
Like Eric Estrada's Stump Dumble? I mean, what are we talking about with the
like
Z?
Like Wyclef Jean. Wyclef's brother.
No, yeah. Like, Mr. I'm trying to get the camera here. So how was that party? I know you had some transportation issues.
Oh, God. It was one disaster after another. So I'm on my way to the meeting spot at 3 p.m. When I'm trying to make a left onto Robertson, my car does not go.
Oh.
Does not go. So an hour later, I get it to the shop. Transmission blew. Are you fucking kidding me? New Year's Eve.
So you missed partying with the D-listers.
No. Because Honda rocks. I got a rental Toyota.
Okay.
I don't know how that works, but whatever.
Some Japanese car worked.
Yes, it did. It got me to where I needed to go and put my pole up. And, you know, when you put a pole in someone's home, they assume that they can get on it and their guests are free to use it.
Well, is that true, Sin? Because I'm sure you've put some poles in people's homes. I know you have.
I put a pole in this room.
There are a couple poles coming under the table.
I don't know what kind of pole you have. Mine has to have a ceiling. So mine's one of those.
Yeah, mine does too. So. But some bitch got on there, spun herself.
The wall or what happened?
No, she flew off and ended up tilting my pole. So it was rendered useless.
I've had that happen before as well.
Yeah. Joe's had his pole tilted a little bit.
Is it the kind that's on bearings?
No. I mean, it was an X pole. So, I mean, it's the pressure, but.
Yeah, now it's a Y pole.
But she had put all of her weight on it.
But she wasn't a slim girl like you were sitting.
Yeah,
she was like,
I always put a note up.
She was like me in a dress. Is that what you're
off.
Talking?
Well, it was on an elevated platform, which was yay big, barely big enough for the pole
Still,
itself.
I always put a sign up. Yeah. When if someone's hiring me for pole and I'm setting up in their house, no one's allowed to use it except for me because I don't want to claim liability if they fall off or get hurt.
Right.
So
good. And you don't want to
make sure that there's like someone watching it, making sure that no one's.
And you don't want to wipe off anything, or
Yeah. But right before that, right before I left the pole unattended
in Bel Air,
I saw the most fantastic display of having too much to drink. Not only did the girl vomit, but as she's trying to be cool, walking off the dance floor, she excuse me, am I allowed to say these things?
You can say anything you want. This is uncensored. It's Skid Row Studios.
All right. Sweet.
What we were talking about in the car? Holy shit.
Did you record it at least? So that
I saved it for the air.
All right, sweet. Yeah, anyway, so she slipped on her shoe, ate shit, face planted in her own vomit.
Right.
Oh, no.
Happy New Year. That made my New Year so much better.
You realize you took off your top and put duct tape on and got set on fire last time you were here?
I do realize that, yes.
Or actually, no, last time you were here, I was getting a lap dance, you're part of the birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
But the first time you were here, you got set on fire, so you're like, oh, can I say fuck? Yes, you can.
Can you get set on fire? You can throw up a lighter this time? Just take off your top, and we'll hold one under you.
Well, she's got to have duct tape. There's a whole thing. She's like, I'm not showing my nipples.
Right.
But somebody was showing her nipples here and there. We got Sin Fisted here.
Hi.
Sin Fisted. Sin Vistan has been on the show before, and I listened back to the show because I didn't want to repeat anything. But you, first off, you are the most interesting woman in the world. You realize that? We were talking.
Thank you.
We were talking in the car. Now, one thing I never actually got to, but who named you Sin Vistan? There's got to be a story there.
I came up with Sin Vistan.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was just Sin. And then when I won in 2005, I won Exotic Dancer of the Year for Los Angeles. I got a cover of a magazine and they wanted a last name.
Right.
And I couldn't think of one.
And how did you think of Fisted?
The guy I was dating at the time. His last name, his name was Three Fisted. So I was like, Sin Fisted. That sounds awesome. It's punk rock, but it also sounds naughty and dirty and it definitely grabs your attention.
Oh, yeah.
So I tried it out and it just stuck. So, because there's so many sins out there, and I'm the specific. I'm Sin Fisted.
Yes, there's only one. Well, it's funny because I tried to get you back on the show a while ago, and I thought I had you on my phone, and I texted Sin. I said, "Hey, you want to come back on the show?" And I got to hype up your burlesque show, your Star Wars show. I got a text back. It's like, "Yeah, I had fun going on the show. I'll do it again." But what are you talking about, the Star Wars burlesque show? I was texting Sin Quirin, the guitar player from Ministry.
Oh, that's funny. He's the only other sin I have in my context,
right.
too.
Well, I've got a couple other sins, but I've got the last names now.
The last name helps.
I have some more fireballs. So
yes.
Sin Fisted, if you don't know, if this is the first time you've met her, and actually, Jeremy, this is the first time he's seen her, and he's very impressed already. You were doing some stretching out in the lobby.
Yeah.
Sin Fisted is a contortionist.
Yes, I am.
She is a dancer. She is a burlesque performer. She is people worship her feet. People worship.
I'm a grinder girl. I'm a clown.
You were the one that started grindcore. Hold on, we've got a caller. We never get callers, so hold on. A caller, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yeah. Who is this?
Melrose Larry Green.
Melrose, how you doing, Melrose?
First of all, I love you, Mark, and equally, I love Sin Fisted.
I would hope you. I love Sin Fisted a little more than I love myself, but yes.
I saw her at Dragonfly a couple of months ago. Try talking to her at the end of the night. She's probably mobbed by, you know, crazy stalkers and stuff.
I think I was drinking.
But I told her I sometimes go on Howard Stern. She's incredible. I mean, I was never so captivated since I saw Aerosmith live. I mean, I love Sin Fisted.
I remember meeting you.
And that was like 1972, right, Melrose?
No, I know Stephen Dahl. I know them from Boston. I'm like an old guy now.
Right. Well, and this is Melrose Larry Green, who's called it the Howard Stern Show. Now he's calling it to the Dark Mark Show.
I was drinking moonshine that night.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was after our wrestling show. I remember meeting him, and I was fucked up that night.
Oh, you went to the Batman wrestling show, right, Melrose?
No, it was, I don't know what it was. My friend Julian invited me, my friend Julian Douglas, to the Dragonfly. I live right around the corner from there, so it's, you know, it's close. Like,
you were playing the Riddler at a Batman wrestling show.
I don't know. It's either that or Belay Brothers, but.
Oh, okay.
It was some, I don't know when. I forget. Living in L.A. is like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, did I have clothes on?
Because I was going to say.
I want to do the show when Sin Fisted also can be there.
Well, yeah, I wanted to have you on this week. I was emailing you.
Sin Fisted is available.
Okay, well, here's the thing. We will have you on.
You have a fan.
Well, that's entirely up to Sin, but she seems like she's down for it. We were talking in February, so we will have you on the show. Melrose, but if we have you on the show, do you mind getting put in a straitjacket?
I don't know about that, because I'm a pretty conservative guy politically.
What if I
do
it?
Politically.
Oh, okay.
You're a great comedian, Mark. I'm telling you, you're a tremendous stand-up comic.
What if I do it in my underwear?
Okay. No, wait. If Sin Fisted puts straitjacket on you in her underwear.
Yes.
Okay.
Hesitation.
Sin Fisted wants, yes.
I bet that's not the first time you heard that.
She is so freaking hot.
So Sin Fisted is a beautiful woman. She's hot.
She's like a Betty Page. I love Betty.
Well, she's got the bangs tonight. No, Sin Fisted, and not only that, she's the most interesting woman in the world. When you talk to her, we were on the ride over. Forget about it. I mean, the stories.
Oh my gosh!
I was just about to go into some strange fetishes that she's been involved in. But anyway, Melrose, we were talking February, right?
Yeah, that's fun. Whenever she's available.
Whenever she's available.
I want to be her slave.
Well, wait a second. Okay, now we're talking.
She's here now. Where
you might want to get in line. Yeah. Can you get downtown? We're right by the metro station.
Why am I not getting a footwear right now under the table? Why am I still wearing
Melrose, you got an hour to, you got 40 minutes to get down to downtown L.A. if you really want to.
I got an MC at the House of Blues tonight. I got a gig, you know.
Oh, yeah? Well, what are you emceeing for?
A group of tribute bands. I'm hanging out with Make Believe Alice Cooper, Make Believe Rammstein, not the real people.
Right.
Kind of sounds like our Gods of Rock.
Yeah, because Sinfista is going to, you're going to love this. You're going to love this, Melrose.
Yes.
Sinfista is going to have an upcoming burlesque show. Please describe it.
It's on March 1st, Devil's Playground at the Dragonfly. Devil's Playground will present Gods of Rock, and it's nothing but female performers portraying male rock gods.
And who are you going to be portraying?
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
Awesome.
But you said in a future show you might do Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons, yes.
Could you show us the Gene Simmons real quick?
Hi.
Another deal.
Wow.
Do you hear that, Melrose?
Yeah, I hear it. I'm looking
Somebody
at it.
Fell off my pole.
That's, I want to bite the head off a bat really bad.
And Melrose, can she bite your head off? Is that possible?
I am missing Bill O'Reilly for this show, Mark.
Oh.
Bill O'Reilly.
As you should. Well, Melrose, we're going to get more into the Sinfesta story, if you don't mind.
No, it was great talking to you, and I can't wait to hear from you, Mark.
No, yeah, well, I'm doing a show at Flappers next Thursday if you want to come down, but we're going to keep in touch. I actually emailed him. I was going to have him on the show tonight, but he sent me this unintelligible, garbled thing on Facebook that was like font. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I'm not good with computers, man.
Right. Well, but we got it together because we got a special Valentine's show, but maybe on the 20th.
Yeah, we'll talk.
We'll hook that up. We'll talk. I'll talk to Sinfest.
But March 1st, I'm canceling everything for March 1st.
Awesome. I will see you there.
I don't care if fucking Howard Stern calls me. Hang out with him.
No. If Howard Stern invited you to his birthday party and you got a chance to be in the studio with Sinfisted, what would you choose?
Sinfisted.
I would agree with you there.
You tell Howard I said that.
I don't know Howard, but
I'll call him up right now and tell him.
But anyway, but Melrose, before you go off the phone, do you see our ugly, lovely co-host Kat? Kat?
Yes, also amazing.
Amazing. Kat is the biggest Howard Stern fan. She has no idea who you are.
Well, that's okay because I'm kind of like a Woody Allen character.
Am I right, Kat?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not on for a few months, but I've been on for over 20 years, Kat. I was in his private parts. I was in the opening of the E! Show. I've done Madonna videos, Gene Simmons videos, movies with Whoopi Goldberg.
More Gene Simmons, please.
Melrose, Larry Green's not
private
even my real
Gene
name.
Simmons videos?
I can't tell you what
I'm
my
going
real
under
name
the,
is
I'm going under the table now that. From humiliation. Thank you.
No, but I'm saying Kat.
Stay there.
Kat is beautiful, and she's a big Howard Stern fan. I said Melrose, Larry Green. I was excited to meet you. Well, I've met you plenty of times before. We'll
he's
talk about
really
you when we're here.
Yeah.
But she, are you recent to the Howard Stern show? Because in the last 10 years, he's been sparse.
Well, I haven't really been following him for the last 10 years. It was prior to that.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you heard Melrose. Does the voice sound familiar?
It does.
Okay. So she knows you now, Melrose.
Hey, Kat, Baba Booey, Baba Booey. Baba Booey.
There it is.
Melrose, have fun tonight, all right?
You got to cut me off, Mark.
I'm cutting you off. I was just about to cut you off, Melrose.
Give me more airtime than Howard ever did.
Could you blow Melrose a kiss, both of you, before we go?
Who, me?
Oh, yeah, no. Joe, too. By the way, Melrose, check out Joe Adams. He's a very funny comic. He's very good.
I know Joe Adams. He's great. Big fan of his.
Thank you very much. He looks like
Jackie Martling a little bit.
He hosted. You actually hosted, I think it was a Comedy Store many years ago when I was doing it. So.
That's right, like 18 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm
I was
kill
only
myself
45
now.
Then. Now I'm 63.
Holy mackerel.
Anyway, Melrose, hold on to that. We've got lots to talk about in February. And since going to put you in a straitjacket.
Enjoying the show.
I'm going to. Thanks, Melrose. Thanks for calling in. Big star, Melrose Larry Green.
Hey. Wow. First here.
We've had other callers, but I think this
not very often.
Not very often.
Okay.
Joe, I was going to talk about you because a lot of people, and we'll get back to you, Sin. There's a lot to talk about.
We can go back to Sin. I'm happy with that.
Because we were talking about in the car. Now, last time we had you on, I purposely did not talk about two things, which was you have one hand.
What?
And
where'd it go?
No, it's
where'd
here it somewhere.
God
nobody
damn
moved.
It, Mark.
Check
what'd you do
sheets?
With this hand?
The winner gets... Oh, never mind. All right, it's under your...
The winner of what?
the one that finds it under their seat.
Gets to keep
I
it?
Think it's, yeah.
Just sit on it?
It's under
Melrose. Now, that's what we were talking about in the car. The other thing was comedy, and we'll get to you got a show coming up, and you're very funny. But Are women like this?
When they see
the, well, we'll talk about the ice house. But are women like this when they see the nub? They have weird fantasies.
No, I'm not your normal woman.
I love this girl.
So
would you like to sit on his nub and feel how that feels?
I'm curious.
Joe, can we make this happen?
We can make this happen.
Joe,
we can make this happen.
Well, let's make it happen. Kat, you're the co-host. You're supposed to help us out.
Oh, sorry. Yes,
Unless you wanted to sit on it first.
I need to get this on camera for posterity.
I do too. Hold on.
Giddy up.
Okay. So
I don't know.
So how are you going to put your nub on her seat? Stand up.
Any idea how we're going to do this?
Stand up, Sin.
I don't want to break it off.
I want you to break it off.
So Sin, if you could stand up. And Joe, do it, Joe.
Wait, wait.
That
actually feels quite nice.
Hold on. See?
Hold on.
I gotta see who this is.
My phone storage is full.
Oh, wait, one more.
Kat, you gotta get.
I need some pictures of this.
And a close up.
Yes. That's really nice.
Son of a bitch.
Should I do the French tickler?
Jesus fucking
Christ. Do the French tickler.
Wow.
Oh, okay. You like that when I'm making it clap on you?
I like that. She's clapping.
So wait a second. Let me explain this to you guys. You're going back and forth with your nub, and you're doing the booty clap.
You're doing the booty clap. She's doing the booty clap, and I am enjoying that.
And you know what, Joe? I was going to give you gas money, but this is not twerking,
goddammit.
This is the booty clap. So the booty clap is not twerking.
That's not word to your mother, Sin.
Okay. I think we have one of the top 10 moments of 2014 already.
Can we just do the whole show like this?
Sin, if that's okay with you. Well, until one of you comes. That's basically how it's going to work out. How red is my face underneath the light?
How sweaty am I right now?
Hold on. How did that feel, Joe?
Wow.
That was actually very nice.
It felt warm.
It felt very warm.
And Sin, how did that feel?
It felt really nice.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hold on just one moment. Kat, if you could say something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still like, okay. My mouth is...
Yeah, my mouth is dry as well.
Can you send me those pictures?
Oh my God, I'm going to post them on Facebook.
No, you guys,
this could actually be an act.
I got to tell you, that smells very good. That's like some sweet perfume.
Oh my God.
Sin, you look like you're blood. We might have a love connection here. I don't know what's going on. I'm glad to hear this. I've got both your numbers.
I've never explored the stumps before.
I was going to say, because you've explored fetishes. We were talking about this in the car.
The only experience I have with the stump is I had a guy take off his leg and had me shoot sparks on it with my grinder.
Oh, would you shoot sparks off his nub with the grinder?
Do you have your grinder?
Not with me.
Oh, but sometimes.
I was performing at a rave, and there was a guy that had seen me before, and he came up, and he took off his leg and held his leg in his hand and stuck out his stump, and I shot sparks all
over. I was going to ask.
That's my only experience with stumps.
So, Sin, I was going to ask you, now, how did that feel for you? You like
nice,
that?
Nice, yeah.
You like that?
I'm intrigued.
Yes!
Joe, who's your best friend?
I'm curious now.
I love you, Mark.
Anyway, but you were talking about, because you were an adult dancer. Now you do burlesque, and you're a
feature performer.
You were a stripper, now you're doing more creative things.
Yes.
But you were talking about, you were at the ultimate foot fetish party. Yes. You've been to a lot of foot fetish parties, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have to talk about the ultimate, but we were talking about the feet. And Joe, you like feet.
I like feet.
So anyway.
What do you like about feet?
That's a good question.
I don't, you know, it's got to be a woman's foot. That's the biggest thing right there.
That helps. But do you like the arches, the toes, the wrinkles, the flexibility of the toes, or the smell of it? Every guy is different.
The smell too. It's all good.
Do they have to be dirty?
No, that's...
You like them clean.
Yeah, no.
Not in mud, but they could be... Well, here's the thing, though, Kat. You're a ballet dancer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So your feet must... And I've seen your feet. They're very lovely.
Thank you.
I'm not into feet, but they've got to be, like, calloused and...
Well, so I... we won't go into the details, but I had an experience where the person had specifically gone through a whole line of women looking at everybody's feet. No. I ended up getting selected because they wore the most calloused, the most beat up, the most fucked up feet. Not that they are that bad.
No, but you're a dancer. You're on your feet all the time, and you're getting your feet love. Yeah.
Yeah, and so he really dug that, and just all in the face. It was just interesting.
So you're like sandpapering his face with your feet.
Yes, exactly.
I'm lucky. I have very nice feet for a dancer, especially for an exotic dancer, for as long as I've been doing it.
Right.
Because most dancers have really fucked up feet.
Yes.
Right, but you were Miss Foot Fetish, right?
I'm in running right now for most fascinating, captivating foot model.
Wow.
Well, because of my contortion abilities.
Where does this voting take place?
stories too?
Well, I mean, I get guys who, like, there's trampling guys, there's guys who just want to worship my feet. Then I like being tickled, so I get guys who want to tickle me. And I get guys who want me just to worship my own feet. And with my flexibility, I'm able to do that. So I can stick both my feet in my mouth. I can stick them on my face.
You did that last time you were on the show.
Yeah.
I also
have really stinky feet.
Is that a problem?
That's no problem.
I have what they call... Really,
but your ass is not stinky
really
from
good,
my
no,
smell.
I have one I'm told very, very nice. Good stinky feet. It's good stinky feet. Like the kind that guys actually go out and look for. If you're into stinky feet, that's what I got
for you. So it's like you go to Book at the Beplo and you smell the garlic. And so some people it smells bad.
But some guys like the smell of stinky underwear? It's the same thing. I've had guys buy my stinky socks.
I know all about that, sure.
I've had guys buy my stinky socks. Like, I've had a guy who would make me wear my socks for, like, 5 days in a row, and then he'd buy them off me.
And how much do you charge for your socks?
$100.
For a pair of socks?
Dirty socks.
Stinky socks.
Dirty.
I'm wearing them for a week straight, you know.
If somebody gave you $100, you'd sell your dirty socks, right?
I would sell my soul for...
I've sold dirty panties for $100.
But you were telling me...
Oh, my God.
But you were telling me that when you were dancing, when you were an adult dancer, guys used to... They were into armpits.
I had one guy who was an armpit guy, yeah. Yeah, he had came up and he gave me the money ahead of time. He's like, I want a couple dances. And he gave me a lot of money. And I was like, all right, fuck, I got to do like 8 dances for this guy. And I go in and I start dancing for him. And then the music's starting and I'm getting my little groove on. And he's like, I hate to interrupt you, but I have a thing for armpits. I'm like, okay, cool. So I start dancing, and as I'm, like, leaning in, I'm, like, leaning over, trying to give him more, like, an armpit shot. And I'm trying to, like, work with this
You're hiding your tits with your armpits.
I'm like, so about that.
Demonstrate on Joe if you really need to.
Let me get the nub ready.
And then he stopped me, and he's like, can you just sit on your knees in front of me and just have your arms up? And I was like, fine, okay, make my job easier. So... I end up sitting there for like 3 songs with my arms up like this.
Right.
And I guess I was asking him what he liked about the armpit, and he said he liked the fact that I'm athletic, that the
you
way my shoulder
out,
my shoulder muscles blend into my biceps with my lats and everything. Right. And then like on the 3rd or 4th song, he's like, all right, I want you to give it to me now. And I was going, And then I go in the dressing room and I get, you know, my stuff together. And my boss comes knocking in and he's like, can I talk to you in my office for a second? And I go, okay. Go in his office. He's like, have a seat. I have a seat. He's all, what the fuck were you doing back there? I was like, I was doing a lap dance. He's like, you were sitting on your ass. I was like, no, the guy paid me. He has an armpit fetish. And he looked at me and he goes, only you, Sin. Only you. How much you give you? And I'm like, $250. And he's like, go make your money.
but you were telling us in the car, you like unusual things. Do you like unusual fashion?
I like catering to unusual. I like exploring. Life is all about exploring. I like trying everything. I have people who are like, hey, can you fit in this refrigerator? I'm like, I don't know. Let's find out. I'm all about trying new things and exploring. So
right, but if somebody comes to you and they're like, I like taking my dick and sticking it in the vagina, you're like, But you're like, I like armpits. That's interesting. I've got a nub. That's interesting.
Done everything. So anything that's kind of, you know, very out of the ordinary, it's...
I have a new idea for a fetish for you.
Oh, yeah?
We'll call it nub ticklers.
Ooh.
There we go.
And describe that for us? Because, I think this is the whole
show. I have a nub.
We'll work it out somehow.
Do it. Tickle her right now.
Where are you ticklers?
Well, in the arm.
In the armpit.
It's the
look
riblets,
at that.
Actually.
Oh, no, it's the, oh yeah. Did I get it?
I got this.
Can you two be on every single show?
I mean, this
is.
I
think this is a love connection. I got it to happen. Kat, what do you think?
I'm just curious. I'm enjoying the show myself. I'm being a bad co-host.
I can't
so
believe
sorry.
You've never met Joe Adams, because Joe Adams hangs out in Fetish Clubs. Now, Joe.
We haven't met. We have. No.
No.
I think you go to all the gothic clubs.
You might have been at the same club at the same time. You probably, just yeah.
Paths crossed.
Because, yeah. No, we were at Bat Cave the night you were there, and we didn't see you.
You were with your whole entourage,
night.
Right?
Well, he's part of my entourage.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Not anymore. He skipped right to the top now after this show. But I was in my gray suit.
With your cane?
Yes.
Yeah, I swear.
Maybe and I'm you were wearing a pirate outfit. Because the next day, because remember, we're sitting there like, it's kind of boring. There's not a lot of hot chicks. And
which,
there's not a lot
place?
Of people we know.
Which place?
Last time we were at Bat Cave.
Bat Cave.
Remember it was Pirate Night and Steampunk Night.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know how they combined the two of those.
I was going to say Pirate and Steampunk.
They tried to keep all the bases covered.
Yes. Punk. Pirate, Steampunk, Vampires, right. Draculas, whatever.
So,
werewolves.
Yeah. So, yeah. Just every goth stereotype was kind of all in one.
Right.
So, so we're sitting there. We're like, it's not that great. It's kind of boring. Not a lot of hot chicks. Not a lot of people we know. And then the next day, Kat's like, hey, all these pieces. I'm like, where the fuck were you?
I left early. I had to go.
We left early, too.
Oh. Yikes. Anyway. I guess they won't be repeating that one again. All right.
But anyway, so, yeah. But, Joe, now, what got you into the fetish clubs? We never really explored this. Was this a woman that got you in it? I mean, what happened?
We went to them. We started off with what?
You started off before me.
I think I got you to go with me. I wanted somebody to go with me.
Oh, so this is something that you were.
I've had fetishes
about.
Like all my life, and just
how long have you
things.
Guys known each other?
We've known each other for years.
Oh,
let me ask you a question, because Joe's a good looking guy, right, Kat?
Yeah.
Kat's a beautiful woman, right, Joe?
Yeah.
But you're both gorgeous. Submissive. Does that turn you off already?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, because I.
But you're still
that's
like.
Why, that's why I like being a switch.
But you're still like, he's a handsome guy, but he's I wish he was Dom.
Yeah. Well, because I think it goes back to the whole, like, primal instinct man, woman, male Dom, female sub.
Who? can you mix me some of that champagne and fireball?
Yes,
speaking of.
Okay. So, anyway, if I could just. Way to stop the show. Way to stop the show. But here's the thing. Now, a lot of people that know you, Joe, don't know that you do comedy, and that you're a very funny comic. I hate to touch on the comedy, but let me touch on it, because you have been on America's Funniest Videos. America's Funniest People how many times?
America's Funniest People. I think it's just their commercial that they, like, took from a show that I did, from a comedy show.
You won the Extreme Gong Show.
I won the Extreme Gong Show 2 times.
Right.
And I got gonged really bad.
Did you get gonged so hard?
But you won twice.
I won it twice, and then...
Talent gonged you? I'm trying to figure out who they would have
on
that show.
It was America gonged me.
Okay.
it was like American Idol way back 15 years ago, where they called in and, we don't like this guy. And it was instantaneous, though.
So they didn't have, like...
It wasn't, like, 2 weeks later. It was, like, that night. They were like, yeah, you're done. And I was like,
so they didn't have... They didn't have, like, Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like, gonging you or something.
Oh,
like,
my God. I saw him at the strip club I worked at one time.
We got to hear this story. How did I even get into it?
I got to hear this.
I asked him, and he wouldn't do it. him. It was, like, the end of the night, and I was tipping out, and he was there, and the lights were all on, and... I was like, hey, dude, will you do the dance? He's like, no, I don't do that.
And he probably gets asked that.
My whole interaction
times,
with him. Oh, yeah.
20
oh, yeah.
times a day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, also, I was going to say, you are a wrestler.
Yes, I do. I do girl and girl wrestling.
Yeah, you know who else wrestled?
Awesome.
Joe Adams was a wrestler in high school.
I was bad at
it. Oh, are we going to have them wrestle?
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't think Sim's into that.
Wasn't
you guys can nice. you guys can wrestle in private.
Oh.
But tell the story.
I didn't bring my folding chairs. I'm sorry.
Next time we're not gonna have wrestling, because we're gonna have wrestlers on next week.
Boom.
Next week we have wrestlers.
Ooh. Is this the girl you were talking about?
We have professional wrestlers.
Female wrestling.
Oh, yes.
Female professional wrestlers on next
Charlie
week.
Heems.
Well,
teams,
yes. Well, thanks for blowing
sorry.
It. So anyway, but go. Because I know sometimes in a comedy club the punchlines don't really come out right, but. Do the wrestling story. Tell us about it. First off, you kick people's asses with one hand in wrestling.
That's awesome.
I don't know that I can tell it. Okay. So.
Well, first off, before you do that, I need to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But How embarrassed were some of the people that you kicked their ass?
Right. You know, I don't know. I never heard any stories about that, but I do know my coach came up to me once, and I think he was trying to egg me on. He was like, I was just walking by the guy over there, and he just told his buddies he was going to kick the one-arm guy's ass next. I was like, okay. And I think I pinned him. It was like one of the fastest pins I ever had. Like 11 seconds.
All right, coach. Like,
okay.
Nice.
But there was one time you wanted to try a new move.
There was one time I wanted to try a new – like, it wasn't a new move. It was a new to me because I'd never done it before. It's a move called the ankle pick. Uh-huh. And I don't know how I can explain this for you.
Just talk it out.
Basically, what you do is – I need an ankle, but I'm just going to hold on to it for a while. So anyways, but what you need to do is you've got to – you grab your opponent in a standing up position, and you grab them by the back of the neck. And what you do is you drop down to your knees as fast as you can. You pull down the back of their neck, uh-huh. So they wind up bent over. Now, with your other hand, you're still holding on to the back of their neck, so they're still, like, hunched over. Right. With your other arm, you reach out, you grab the ankle, you pull up at the ankle, and then you take your other hand on their neck, and you shove them backwards so they wind up falling over. Okay, so I've never done this move before, and I'm thinking to myself, this is a good time to try out the ankle pick. And
you know
I'm in the middle, and this is not your normal tournament. This is what they call a dual meet tournament where my team is lined up on one side of the mat, their team is lined up on the other side of the mat. Usually right. It's... I go to do the move, and I get it. Everything is perfect. I got this guy, and I yank him down, and I'm down, and I reach out for his ankle, and I just didn't have enough effort to actually reach the ankle. And my whole team's laughing. Their team's laughing. And I still won, but still. I just didn't have enough to.
Anyway, so we were talking in the car now. Yes. You're here ostensibly to promote tomorrow night's Star Wars Burlesque. However, yeah. That's already sold out.
It's sold out, yeah.
And you're going to be R2-D2.
Yes.
And we explained that yesterday. You are actually in a life-size R2-D2 outfit.
I am in an R2-D2, an actual R2-D2. I actually do fit inside of them.
Right.
I fit inside comfortably with my bottled water, my grinder, my iPod, a fan.
So how long do you have to be in the R2-D2?
It really varies on how many acts are before me, but we usually do it during intermission.
Right. Was it like an hour or 15 minutes?
No, I mean, the maximum will be about 20 minutes.
Okay.
You know, and it's usually intermission, then C-3PO, and then R2-D2. So
right.
However long intermission takes,
right.
As soon as intermission starts, I go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. grab all my stuff, jump inside of it while nobody's
right.
looking.
Right.
And
so nobody wants to see R2-D2 pissing himself or herself.
No, it's not fun.
Well, I was going to say, if she can fit all that, there's not a little place for a container?
I want a shelf in there really badly.
Right.
But, yeah, so, I fit
or a little
of
hole
R2
for a nub to kind of sneak in there.
A little glory nub.
That's right.
Glory nub.
Glory nub. I'm using that one.
I think that's the title of your next
Saturday
album.
Star Wars, actually it's called Star Girls. Our mm-hmm. Star Wars themed burlesque show is tomorrow night, and it is sold out. And we're doing it again on March 28th, I believe.
Right, and Courtney Cruz, who promotes this, mm-hmm. and I was telling in the car, now I love the traditional burlesque shows, Lily Von Stoop, love Peepshow and Menagerie. These are great shows, but this is totally different.
Yeah, exactly.
Those shows are like 40s and 50s.
Yeah, it's all old school traditional burlesque, and
right.
That's what Courtney had started out in when she started performing, and she got sick of it quick.
Right.
And she's like, I want to do something different. I want to do something more modern with pop culture. So we've been doing a lot of themes.
Last time you were Riddler and you
wrestled. We did a wrestling show. We've been doing burlesque shows. We do wrestling shows. We're trying to just, you know, kind of cover all bases. I mean, we all have tons of fun with it. But yeah, last show I was the Riddler.
Mm-hmm.
I wrestled Harley Quinn.
Who won?
I did.
All right. Riddle me this.
Yeah, it was a good match. And we've gotten to the point where now we're doing choke slams. We're flipping people over.
Well, I would imagine with your flexibility, it's hard to beat you in a wrestling match.
Well, that's the thing is we sometimes, if it's not audience vote, we do decide ahead of time, you know, who wins, who loses, you know, because
so it's like very regular professional wrestling.
Well, you know, there's one girl that, you know, she's like, I haven't won one match. I'm like, all right, then I'll lose. But if I lose,
right.
I lose in style.
Right.
Like, my arm will look like it's... like, I'll have my arm twisted all the way around and broken on stage, and I'm putting full Nelson. But instead of a regular full Nelson, one arm is under my leg, so it's forced contortion full Nelson.
Right.
Nice.
And then I tap out like that. Or, you know, I have, like, a bottle broken over my head or...
whatever.
Well, speaking of contortions, because I know I've teased this long enough.
Now, here we go.
This is what Sidfist is known for, and this is what she was stretching in the lobby. Now, I'm going to have to, now, Kat, this is where the co-hosting comes in.
Oh,
Joe,
okay.
Please help.
Here
I'm going to have
go.
To turn
please.
The camera around, I think.
Yes, get a turnaround because this is going to be
You're
going to
see Sidfist.
We are ready to watch this.
So Kat, you talk to Joe about being submissive and what you like about it.
Okay.
What do you like about that?
I was going to ask you the same thing. You see, this is why two submissives don't work.
I do it all.
Because,
so go ahead.
You first.
You shut up and talk.
Oh, my. No, you first, really.
I like this little collar.
Oh, really? Thank you. I like
Who
it, too.
Who owns that?
Me. Myself
you
and I.
You bought it
I
for
am
yourself?
Submissive
See?
To me.
You're some, okay. Okay. You
there's a lot of reasons why.
Okay, now Sin's going to be contorting now.
Okay, nice. Yes. Let's
there
watch
we go.
And please
let's
comment on it.
See this.
We need pictures.
We are, can I get a picture of that?
Yes.
I got it.
Not, holy mackerel. Wow. She's got her legs behind her head, and I kind of wish they were behind mine. Hey.
Holy.
What?
Well, you can walk over there.
Look at that.
There's room.
I'm gonna break the, I'm gonna get the nub out again.
See, that's not just a split. That's a, well, now it's a split.
Wait, I missed it. Do it again.
Could you do that again? Wait,
yes.
I think Kat missed
motion.
That one.
Are we getting
slow
this
motion.
On camera?
Yeah, slow motion, please.
Are they seeing this?
Yes.
At home?
It's on camera, right?
There's like one leg. Wow.
Jesus
okay.
Christ.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, one moment.
That's pretty awesome. Under and through. I like that.
You could if you practice. Kat, you could do that if you practice.
Yeah, no. That is natural talent right
By
now.
The way, this is my favorite that you do. This one I like.
I like giving myself a butt hug.
You want to get a picture of that? That might be yes. something to get a picture
we
of.
We definitely need pictures
butt
of this.
Butt hug.
Look at that. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Can you do the butt squeeze while you're in town there?
No. With the nub?
Yeah, with the nub.
Oh, nub! Go nub it!
Joe, nub it.
Wait, who's going to talk? Somebody talk.
I'm talking.
Top
wow, this is good.
Talking. Joe's going to be going over there doing the nub.
Joe's got a nub erection.
I got to get in here. I have to get in here.
This, folks.
Wait,
folks. You've never seen anything like this on any.
There we go.
No, not even Howard. Jesus fucking Christ.
No, come on.
All right.
Yowza.
Folks, there are things that you will see in here on the Dark Mark Show you will not see anywhere else.
I don't think you'll see this anywhere
else. I don't think
nope.
you see.
Nope.
Joe, are you glad I invited you back on the show?
Glad that you invited me, yes.
You know these other podcasts where it's comedians are interviewing comedians?
Fantastic.
I do a little different show.
I can just hang out like this.
Uh-oh, did you just spank her ass?
Did you
just
spank your own butt?
No, I
I was wondering, what are you spanking there, Joe?
I was slapping my own leg.
I was going to say, he is a submissive.
It's hot in here.
Sin, that was fantastic. Give her a hand.
Thank you.
Her hand.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm sweating already.
Yeah.
Is it hot in here or is it just me?
I think it's all of us.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, my
gracious.
Gosh.
Now, when you were last on the show, you said that when you were a kid, you used to like, you know, just sort of, you used to twist your arms and freak out the boys. Now, how did you learn to do that type of stuff? How does this progress?
I don't know. Like I said, it's just it's all about experiences. And it's like,
were you bored a lot as a kid or what?
Huh?
Were you bored a lot as a kid or?
I guess I was bored. It was third grade. I know it was third grade because I remember specifically being bored in that class and sitting there and going my arms and going,
Holy Max!
Wow.
I gotta go back to third grade.
I don't know what it was, but I remember.
But when did you start doing the legs and splitting and all that, doing splits and all that?
I didn't start using.
When did you turn that camera back around so it could?
Oh, I forgot.
Catch that.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that.
I didn't start doing.
I'll get it, Mark. Sit back down.
I didn't start doing my legs until I started dancing, actually. Like, my arms have always been more flexible than the rest of my body. But it's like my thumbs, my wrists, my shoulder sockets, my elbows, my hip sockets.
I know you want to get right next to her again, but she's in frame. So your thumbs are, you could tore your thumbs?
My thumbs actually can sink into their sockets, so I can get out of, like, a lot of restraints because I can sink my
right, and next time you're going to be on, that's why we're taking the straitjacket next time you're going to be here. But You are the most interesting woman in the world. Do you know that? You really are. I mean, you got stories on top of stories on top of stories.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of experience. Nice. Like I said, it's all about experiences. And I'm always down to try new things. And people are like, well, you know, what happens if this ruins this or does this? I'm like, well, I could say that I did that in my life. I have so many things that I can say I have done in my life that I'm pretty sure that...
We were talking about tattoos. You got tattoos everywhere.
Yeah.
Except on the tits and on the ass and on the feet.
Yeah.
Which is good because I mean, you have tattoos on your chest, but not on your tits.
Yeah, I have the autopsy Y incision down my chest.
You hear that, John?
Nice.
Can we see?
You can pull down a little. I mean, go ahead. Yeah, wow. It just,
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
I'm a living dead girl.
Yeah. I can see that.
Cool. Wow. But then I like have like my doll parts, my hinges.
I like the hinges. I saw those earlier.
My arms, and I have all my legs, too.
Right.
And,
because I'm not huge on the tattoos on the legs, but you know everything on you just seems to fit.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not really sure.
I'll say
if your legs are behind your head, I think it changes the perspective of tattoos on the legs. But Kat, you are a trained ballerina, and you said you can't do any
of that. That's amazing,
because you can do splits, right?
I can do splits.
I've seen a picture of you on a pole going upside down doing a split.
Yes.
Ooh.
I'm sure you can do that too.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like you know we were talking. Upright with the legs over the head.
Yeah.
This is the reverse. So you're backwards. Jade split.
Because
somebody told me Sin was talking in the car, and you said that some dancers were trying to do what you were doing, and tell the story.
When I used to work in strip clubs, we would get girls that come in and audition.
Right.
And sometimes the boss is like, yeah, you know, you can try out tonight. It's Tuesday night. It's slow. So you can try tonight out and see how well we work with you and you work with us. And I've watched, you know, anytime there's a new girl, it's like, oh, fresh meat. So we'd all watch them. And I've watched her first set. And she did like this normal whatever kind of strut around. Nothing interesting set. And then we go through a full rotation. So she's watching all the rest of the dancers, all of the girls, and she watches my set, and she watches the girls after me. And then it's her turn again. And this girl becomes a walking train wreck. She's going up and grabbing the pole and flailing her body. And she's making the rotations right, but it's just she doesn't comprehend the whole hand-eye coordination
thing.
And at this one club, off of the stage, there's like this rack, and on the rack is like this metal railing bar that goes all the way around it. She jumps up on the stage, lifts her body, her feet over her head, grabs with her knees, let goes with her hand, and flails her head around. And when she does, she cracks her head on the metal rail bar thing. Awkwardly dismounts out of this position, right? Cuts the song short, goes in the dressing room, gets changed, and leaves. And I've never seen her again.
That was me!
So, ladies.
But the thing is that girls, because what I do, I've been doing it for 16 years now. People see it. It's like, oh, it's this easy thing because I've been
doing it. Let me tell you something. I've seen you dance.
It doesn't look easy.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. I've gotten, you know, like I said, I was telling you, I'm torn a hamstring. I've cracked a rib. I've popped vertebrae and ribs out of alignment. I've damaged nerves.
Right.
I mean, especially, did you teach yourself?
I'm self-taught.
So self-taught. even worse, if you are self-taught, you don't know the correct things to do.
Exactly. It's all trial and error.
Exactly.
But my thing was, is I never practice in front of an audience because you will be known as the girl who fell.
Yes.
You never want to be known as the girl who fell.
Never.
Well, maybe you can take Joe, Sin, and I, and we can do like a whole pole dancing thing. You can show us the correct way to do it.
If the ceiling was proper, I can bring my pole in.
See,
Well, we're going to do a straight jacket next time. We got a caller, another caller. Yeah. I am amazed.
Larry, go home.
Is this Larry again? Who's the caller? Caller.
It was Larry.
Hello, caller.
It's Melrose, Larry.
I knew it. Melrose, what do you think of the show so far?
I've never seen in my life. I've been on thousands of things over the years. You're a genius, Melrose.
You can't turn away, can you? Say it, Melrose. I'm better than Howard Stern.
You're as good as
Melrose.
You've got
talent
like Jimmy Fallon.
Melrose, give me credit for this. This particular show was as good as any Howard Stern show.
This is actually better.
Exactly.
You know, I got to go to my gig. I take the bus to the House of Blues.
I know, and you said you had to go, and you haven't stopped watching it.
He's been perving out watching me.
Are you jealous of Joe that he got to stick his nub in?
No, I'm not jealous of anybody. Jealousy is a terrible emotion.
Just don't go buy any machetes tonight.
Yeah,
envy and jealousy are bad. Right, I'm happy for Joe.
He's going to take a machete and cut his arm off.
I'm happy for Joe. I just wish I was him.
Yeah. Yeah. I really envy you, but in a good way.
There we go. Right. Good job.
Hey, Melrose, are you still selling maps on Hollywood Boulevard?
I tour as the movie star's home. Yeah, I got to pay the rent, you know?
Okay, well, we're going to talk. We're going to talk. Next time you're in town, I'm gonna dispel some of the myths and some of the things. Melrose, I appreciate you calling back. This is great that you call back and you can't
Facebook
stop watching.
Facebook me tonight, Mark.
I'm going to Facebook you tonight. We're going to get a date. I'm going to get together with Sin. I'm thinking February 20th. We'll figure it out, okay?
February 11th. So anytime.
And that's right, because March 1st is when your next show is.
Yeah, March 1st is
you're going to be there, Mark, at March 1st.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be there. I'm going to be there tomorrow night. Are you going to Dragonfly tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night? Who's there? You're there?
Sinfisted is going to be there.
Oh. But
it's sold out. It's sold out.
Oh, it's sold out.
But you might be able. You might be able to talk to Doorman. Figure it out, and you never know.
What time are you on there tomorrow?
Sin, what time are you on?
Show starts at, I believe, 10:30. Because I'm after intermission.
Because Melrose, she's in an R2D2, a life-size R2D2.
I do contortion, grindcore, and pole dance.
Mark,
and I do contortion no-handed on the pole while I'm spinning.
I'm there tomorrow. Don't worry.
Have you seen? Nice. I've seen her do contortions on the pole with no hands. It's impressive.
God, I can't concentrate.
Trust me, Melrose, neither can I.
And you're a great host because you let the other guests speak.
Well, yeah. These are three great guests.
I'm telling you, Mark, you're a great radio host.
I appreciate it, Melrose. Melrose, we're going to put that on the Skid Row Studios website. Melrose Larry Green says, I'm a terrific radio host, and this show is better than Howard Stern. I'm sorry to put you on the spot. I know Howard Stern's the best, but I got to tell you, this was a great fucking show, wasn't it, Melrose?
Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
Baba Booey. We're going to have to get a Baba Booey for this show. Like a Josie cat, something like that.
I know you're a great fan of Howard. You got to go on Howard with Sin and Joe and Kat.
And actually, Kat compares me to Howard Stern. She says my voice is very much like Howard Stern's.
Well, you actually, know what it you bring is. Out, thank
you're a great
you.
Interviewer. Yes. Howard's a great
yes.
interviewer.
If so I close my eyes.
Exactly. It is Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Anyway, Melrose, I hate to cut you off.
Oh, my God.
Look out.
Sorry,
I'm Howard Stern without the money in the hair. So, Melrose, thanks for calling in again. We're going to have you in February, okay?
Money you and Sin. Everything. You got heart.
Sin is going to put a bikini on and put a straitjacket on you.
Oh, yes. I'm so
Let's
and
do
I'll
it.
I'm going to pick you up, too. I'll give you a ride there and back. We're going to ride with Sin in the car on the way down and back.
Okay,
I don't know what that means. You're speaking in tongues. Thank you, Melrose Larry Green.
I have a tendency of doing that to men. I'm sorry.
Where does the time go? Look at this.
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay,
yes.
Now we have to have plugs. Now, the reason that... okay, Melrose, I'm going to hang up on you, all right? Okay, he's done. Okay. All right. Trust me, Melrose Larry Green, you get him started, you can't stop. I was at a diner once. I said, hey, Melrose. He circled the block five times. Like, hey, you like Guns N' Roses? Hey, what happened to Jackie? You like Artie better than Jackie? Jeez, I'm trying to score with a girl here. Anyway, Kat, you've been a lovely co-host. What a show. Was this a great show?
This was a fantastic show. I couldn't stop laughing or shut my mouth.
Those are the two reactions the Dark Mark Show has. Do you have anything you'd like to plug? Are you dancing anywhere? Are you doing any fairs, parties, anything?
Right now, I am doing Cat's Cabaret. I'm teaching out of a new studio. It's called MNR. It's
oh,
on
great.
The west side. Yes.
Great.
Really excited. So look me up on Facebook for times.
And go
schedule.
To YouTube because there's a lot of Cat's Cabaret. I did a lot of research on you this week. There's
did
a
you?
Lot of you, both of you. Sinfisted, there's a lot of Sinfisted stuff on YouTube. I got a Roku now that's got a YouTube channel on it, so I see it on the big screen. So I saw a lot. You did a dance to Prince's Pussy Control. I like that one.
My favorite.
Oh, I love that one.
Yes.
So, if people want to get a hold of you, take your classes, how do they get a hold of you?
CatsCabaret@gmail.com. And I think my number spells 323-379-CAT1. What?
Wait, cat with a C or cat with a K?
K.
Cat with a K.
Okay,
cat, yes.
Cat just
gave her home phone number on the air,
I did.
Yeah, tonight you're going to get Melrose Larry Green like that. Hey, Ken, you like Howard Stern?
Bubble Bully.
You like Jackie or Artie? Which one do you like better? Kat, you're a delight. We'll have your co-host.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if Josie Kat's going to be back next week, but if she's not, we have a different co-host. But, you know, I'm still looking.
Anytime.
But, okay.
Anytime.
Anyway, Joe Adams. I've heard you on Guy Talk Radio. I've heard you on a Comics Life. You were on our show.
No.
This is your best performance ever.
This is
ever.
The most fun. This is awesome. I've had a great time.
Do you love Skid Row Studios or not?
I do. I love Skid Row Studios. This
okay.
is awesome.
But Joe, you've got a show coming up next Saturday.
Two days from today.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, that was next Saturday.
So no, it's this Saturday.
The 11th.
7:30 at the Ice House in Pasadena. Come on out, man. It's going to be a great time.
I will be there.
Jeff Hodge, Comedy Jam.
Kat, you want to come with me?
Yes.
We're going to go see Joe at the Ice House.
Are you working on Saturday?
But the Ice House is a great club. Joe Adams is a great comedian. Whose show was it that you're doing?
Jeff Hodge.
Jeff Hodge is funny. That's going to be a great show.
He's amazing.
Do you know any of the comics that are going to be on?
Yeah, but I can't think of their
names. But they're not as funny as you.
Moon or something. Yeah, very funny people.
And I've seen you doing the practice sets all week, and you've been killing it. Joe Adams is a very funny comic. People want to get a hold of you. How do they get a hold of you?
Just Facebook, and it's all one word, onearmkiller.com.
Nice.
Just think of
it. Sin-fisted.
There you go.
You're doing the Star Wars Burlesque tomorrow.
Star Wars Burlesque is tomorrow. Our pre-sales have been sold out, but we will have tickets at the door tomorrow if you get there early.
You hear that, Larry?
Yes. Are you listening? And then Devil's Playground will be doing Gods of Rock Saturday, March 1st. And then we'll be doing our Star Girls again on Friday, March 28th. And if you're looking for information of pre-sale tickets, go to devilsplaygroundla.com. And if you're looking to find me, you can
find me. I'll bet some people will be after this show.
Yes. You can find me at sinfisted.com or you can search me on Twitter or Facebook.
Sinfisted.com. Check her out on Facebook, Twitter.
Instagram, all that.
Instagram, Kat, Joe, Sin. This has been a great show.
Awesome.
And everybody, are you guys going to do a spank train real quick?
Mark.
Anyway, have a wonderfully creepy week, everybody. Stay tuned for Nestor and I'm Burger.